The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, the Soviet Union still hadn't given up the dream of traveling to the moon, and conducted the third test launch of the gigantic N-1 rocket. It carried an uncrewed Soyuz capsule and the Soviet version of a lunar lander, but they never even made it to orbit. The N-1 lost directional control quickly, forcing ground controllers to order the huge kerosene-powered rocket to self-destruct less than a mile off the ground. In 1992, a major rethink of NASA's next Mars mission was sparked by a tech demonstration in a rock garden at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. The demo was a robotic rover called Rocky 4 with a unique guidance and suspension system that allowed it to navigate over or around all but the biggest obstacles.
Rocky 4. Small, lightweight, versatile. Dr. Lonnie Lane.
And the plan is to have a rover of this kind, about 7 kilograms, 15, 16 pounds, built for a small lander in the measure system, to be able to do these kinds of tasks for scientific and exploration.
Rocky's final performance test was on a rock-strewn, Mars-like location in a dry riverbed near JPL in Pasadena, California.
Okay, here we go.
The rover's camera scans the view ahead, and Rocky moves to its next task.
Okay,
looking good.
Rocky 4 is a prototype for an even smaller, lighter rover. That rover will be sent to Mars as mankind's science emissary in 1996 as part of a NASA mission called Pathfinder.
The first successful Mars rover, Sojourner, was later based on this design and launched aboard the Mars Pathfinder mission a few years later. In 1997, space station Mir tumbled out of control following a collision with a Progress uncrewed cargo vehicle the day before. The station's three-man crew, including visiting NASA astronaut Michael Foll, fought to reorient the station so that its solar panels would recharge the station's depleted batteries. The station's main computer no longer had enough electricity to function, and the antenna used to maintain contact with Earth couldn't maintain a line of sight to keep the crew in touch with the ground for very long. They were forced to use the thrusters of the Soyuz capsule docked to the station to try to reposition the tumbling structure. The crew didn't sleep, and perhaps even worse, couldn't use the restroom facilities for nearly 48 hours after the collision. Born on this day in 1730, astronomer Charles Messier, whose catalog of nebulae and star clusters is still referred to by modern-day astronomers. Sir Maurice Wilkes, the developer of the EDSAC computer, the first computer to use stored programs, was born today in 1913. Cosmonaut Pavel Belyaev, who piloted the Voskhod 2 space capsule while Alexei Leonov made the first human spacewalk, was born in 1925. On this day in 1978, Atari released the home video game Basketball for the Atari 2600, one of the earliest video games to even attempt a playing field with a 3D perspective. In 1983, one of the companies that popped up out of nowhere to make games during the boom years of the Atari 2600 closed its doors. Owned by Quaker Oats and toymaker Fisher-Price, U.S. Games had only released 14 games without a single breakout hit. Its parent companies laid off its staff and said that U.S. Games was a failed experiment, yet another victim of the video game industry crash that sent stock prices plummeting throughout 1983. In 1997, in the desert of Tunisia, George Lucas filmed the first scenes of his next movie, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Speed! Good luck, everybody, and let's kick ass. 77, take one.
And action.
Everything is going as planned. The Republic will soon be in my control.
In 1998, the second season of Stargate SG-1 kicked off with a Goa'uld invasion force on Earth's doorstep.
Captain Carter?
Sir?
Were you able to put enough C4 around the ship to make a dent?
We placed charges where they should generate secondary explosions, so... Yes, sir.
Stand by to detonate your charges on my order.
Ready and awaiting your order, sir.
Okay. Well, I suppose now is the time for me to say something profound. Nothing comes to mind.
And in 2010, the 11th Doctor's first season came to a time-twisting end as Doctor Who rebooted the universe with the Big Bang.
When you wake up, you'll have a mum and dad. And you won't even remember me. Well, you'll remember me a little. I'll be a story in your head. That's okay. We're all stories in the end. Just make it a good one, eh? Because it was, you know. It was the best.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing, prone seeker. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and prone to by Earl Green.
What in the name of sanity have you got on your head?
It's a fez. I wear a fez now. Fezzes are cool.
Oh!